Good morning, everybody, and Merry Christmas week. And I hope that you had a wonderful Christmas yesterday. I hope that the services that you went to starting on Sunday, all the way up to your Christmas Eve services, I hope they were a blessing to you. I hope that you meditated long and hard on the birth of our Lord Jesus and all the implications that are in that. I hope that you were around your families and that you ate good and that your hearts were warmed and some families were reconnected and all the things that are supposed to happen at Christmas. And for some of you, the church of old used to have a thing called Blue Christmas. Still a few people do it. You know, well, they'll have a service recognizing that for some people it was your first Christmas that you didn't have your husband or you didn't have grandpa or you didn't have, you know, someone, or, you know, there's been trouble and loss. And I hope that God, that same God who was with us, Emmanuel, comforted your hearts during this season. And so we're glad to see you. We're here with Ronnie Martin, who's the chief of the Freedom Center. And we're here with a three special guests. One who's a familiar customer to us, and that's Marie Wilson, Tommy's beloved wife, and he will say the hardest working realtor in the world. and we're here. And Tommy's not here. He got ill, and he just isn't well. And can't hardly talk, and if he were talking, you would wish he would go to bed. Yeah. And he spared us that this morning. And then we also have Danny and Christy Austin, who are longtime helpers, ministers of the Freedom Center, and people who have invested a lot of their life in the care of the troubled souls, yeah, and that are around them. And so we're glad to have everyone here and to be here. I'm Bobby Capps, the director of Crosswind Ministries and the counselor out at the Freedom Center. And we're glad to be here with you on this day after Christmas broadcast. Ronnie, how are the guys doing?
So the guys are good. Thank you, Bobby. The guys are good. You know, we've got six guys in the program now. I've got one wanting to check in as soon as I get done with this radio. But, you know, yesterday was special. You know, like I said last week, the guys have been takers all their life. And just being able to give back really opened their eyes to what living for the Lord's about. You know, serving others, not worrying about yourself and just giving back to the community. So that was really special. We've got beds available. You know, reach out to us if you need help. There's a couple of ways to do it. Call my cell phone, 662-416-0234, or go to our website, corinthfreedomcenter.com, and fill out an application. I'll call you back just as soon as I can, and we'll get you some help.
Yeah, there you go. Well, yeah, you just mentioned the guys that get to serve. I was reflecting on service, you know, as it relates to kind of our guys in the center, and even sometimes in my life, you know, service is when it's voluntary, it seems to be fun. You know, like the Lord says, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And yeah, when I'm actually giving, I actually do experience that blessing more than other people. It's more blessed to give than to receive, the Lord Jesus said. And so, and boy, every one of us who have learned to not be takers and become givers know the feeling of that.
Yeah.
And but there's this interesting thing that Jesus gets at, and we try to soften it up a little bit. We use the word servant instead of slave, but Jesus actually uses the word slave when he talks about himself. He says, no, and us. He says, yeah, the guys who are going to be the chief need to be the slave of all. Slave has a little bit of implication of kind of involuntary, you know? It's like when someone says, hey, do you want to donate to this? And you go, yeah, not so much. You know what I mean? And then they say, well, you need to. And then you feel like you have to obligatory, you know, it's obligatory. And there is something about those of us who are saints that are actually in obligatory service. And we actually are the slave of someone. We've been bought with a price. The Lord Amen. Doesn't hesitate in saying that to us. And he is our master.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And there's something that's obligatory about it. And I do know one thing, that whenever I feel obligated to serve, my heart gets tested. You know?
Oh, yeah,
and it's like sometimes the guys, we obligate them to serve. Oh, come out, let's do this service project. Hey, if there's any teenagers out there, every youth group ever has been obligated by the adults. Yeah, let the youth do it. You know what I mean? And like, let's go get the youth to do it, or let's go get the Freedom Center guys to do it, you know, or whatever, right? And sometimes there's this obligatory feeling of service. And you need to, what I love about obligatory service is that, you know, it fights with my heart, with my selfish heart. And it's like, I don't want to be told what to do. I don't want to be told that I have to serve that guy at the end of the table, you know? And I'll tell you, we're going to spend most of our show talking about the gift of our Christmas meals yesterday and that whole setup and all that kind of stuff. On the other side of the break, we're going to launch that story. But let me just say this as it relates to my favorite takeaway of the day. I was so tickled. You know, I love to just go in. You know, not the supervisor, don't want to be in charge of nothing, don't want to be told, don't want to be asked, you know, anything. I just want to go do stuff. And so I show up and get on the food line. And yesterday my job was a spoonful of stuffing and a pinch of turkey.
It's dressing. It's dressing.
It's dressing. Okay. And yeah, so I'm from out west. But anyways, a spoonful of dressing and, you know, and so that was my job. So I was just doing that. I was delighted. I knew it was going to prisoners and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, and I knew that the community members would be coming in a little while and all this kind of stuff. And I was just tickled about it. You know what I mean? I really was. And I was happy. It's more blessed to give than to receive. And then there was a community member that came in who really has, well, he's just a pistol. And he's a taker. And he's really taken a lot from. And he just does it with a smile on his face too. Mm-hmm. And like he showed up and the Lord's like, well, how about him, Bobby?
That's good.
Can you serve him with a smile on your face? How's your heart doing now? Is it still dancing and happy?
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, Lord, thank you for exposing my foolishness and for my little self-righteousness. You know, where, oh, man, you know, I feel good when I'm serving the prisoners. But for this guy who I don't think deserves anything.
Yeah.
But by the way, isn't that the whole point?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't deserve to be served by Jesus. Man, of anybody, I don't deserve to be served by him. But he still does it.
Amen.
And so, that was my takeaway from yesterday. Ronnie, we do this show because we have sponsors, and at the year end, but let me say this as a pitch. I'm 1 minute away, and you're going to tell our sponsors, but listen to this. You guys, the community, have been doing this amazing stuff for the last month. You've been feeding people. You've had a toy store that you've donated to, and hundreds and thousands of dollars. I've looked at all of the church projects where they've filled shoeboxes and sent them overseas, and they've done their own community projects where they've cared for people that are poor in their community, and Crosswind had a big project. that we got to do with the people that we care for. And but everywhere that I looked, people were giving and just pouring in. And you guys are doing year-end donations and making sure all our ministries are good and healthy and all this kind of stuff. And I just want to say thank you from our heart, from those of us who received the blessings of your volunteerism, of your contributions, of your service and sacrifice and love. We just want to say thank you for that. And even this radio show, we get to do it because of sponsors that love us and take care of us. Ronnie, who are our sponsors?
So our sponsors, Bobby, are Corinth Mattress and Furniture Outlet on 72. As Tommy would say, 3 miles west of High Prices. Go see Preston for all your mattress needs. The local Subways, Daniel Arthur here in town. He's got a new one over on Shiloh. Go see him for all your Subway needs. Crosswind Ministry, like Bobby just mentioned. Hudson Window Solutions, Perry Hudson down in Boonville, Mississippi for all your window needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy in Iuka. Wilco Real Estate Group. Go see Maria and her team for all your realtor needs. Nick Bain here in town. Go see him for he's one of the best attorneys in town. And then the last one, Outpost Outdoors in over in Counts, Tennessee. Go see Wyatt for your side-by-sides or your camper needs.
Thank you guys for letting us do this radio show. On the flip, we're going to tell you about a wonderful day that we all had yesterday.
It's Tommy Wilson, Living Free Ministries, here in Corinth, Mississippi. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." At Living Free Ministries, we want to help you to understand how to renew your mind through a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to take you out of addiction and take you into peace, promise, and joy. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Check us out, livingfreecorinth.com.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Baines & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Baines & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, welcome back to our radio show, Hope. And we have today with us a special guest. She's the godmother of our Christmas meal. And her name's Maria Wilson. And as you heard last week when we were here, it was her dream child. And so we got to do it again yesterday, Maria. And why don't you just kick us off and tell us about the day?
Well, to me, the day was better than what I had hoped. When I got there, we were already so far ahead than typical years. I don't know if everybody else noticed that, but typically we're like scrambling and, you know, sweating and running around, and we were doing that, but for different reasons. But we had 1,000 desserts, 500 were already in the van to go to the jail, and then the other 500 were on the table already cut up in their boxes. I mean, that never happens like that. So I thought yesterday went as smooth as I've ever seen it, especially I think the Freedom Center guys, having them is a really big deal. Then we have our same volunteers that come every year to pull the turkey and to cut the desserts. And I don't know, it was just the best day. I was trying to think on it last night, and I thought, you know, last year, Larry Betts, who's our number one cook, he was ill. He was sick. And we've always said we will do this until he can't do it anymore. And we didn't know if he was going to be able to do it. But I tell you what, he did it. And then he was back again this year. And it's just, he blesses my heart every time I see him anyway, just because I know his story. But so anyway, it was great. It was fantastic. I've been getting messages. We got messages last night, and then I got one earlier this morning just thanking me.
Well, we fed every inmate on the prison side mm-hmm. and on the jail side. And how many people was that?
That was about 425, I think is
425
correct.
425
But
people.
We sent some extra, like, we wanted to make sure that, like, the juvenile center, I'm not sure what that's called. I don't think they had any kids there, but there was, you know, people working there. And then we sent some to the Welcome Center. There's usually people parked there that maybe are homeless or just don't have anywhere to go. So our guys took some and handed those out too.
Yeah, awesome. So and that was, and we've had, you know, like the feedback on these things. I know, like for me, it's like, if you think about the story of the loaf and the fishes, you know, it's like the little boy, you know, like we don't know what God's going to do with the meal. We just know that they're hungry today and that they're away from their family and right. that they're going to get prison food if we don't bring right. them something special. And so just this blessing, you know,
yeah.
and just to bless them and to have them taste something that tastes like home.
Yeah, and that's the whole reason for
yeah.
this, because it's such an important day anyway. And, you know, I've always been just crazy about Christmas. Me and Tommy, we overdo, decorate all the trees, all the things. And I think I do that because of, I know that it hadn't always been that way. And so this Christmas Day meal, I wanted to provide just a place that felt like home.
Mm.
Somebody that, you know, and there was a couple of stories yesterday, and I don't want to get too detailed because I wouldn't want them to think I'm calling them out. But two people in particular that I know, if we weren't there, I'm pretty sure they would have been at home by themselves. One, not from here, no spouse, no children, and we gave them somewhere to be, and that person, or well, both of them actually that I'm thinking about, were there from, you know, 9-ish until we left, and if for nobody else, it was for those two people, so that they didn't have to be alone on Christmas.
Yeah, and so it was for those two people, but it was also for everybody
yeah,
else.
Yeah.
And we fed about 650 or so plates.
We totally lost count, but yes.
And we totally lost count. Thank you, Kyle.
Exactly.
Just a shout out yes. to our counter.
He blew it.
And, I mean, he had a pen and a paper.
Oh, he had it. I found his notes.
I'm sure he's listening. It's the only reason we're gently throwing him under the bus. And and he had a pen and a paper. So the people see, this is what people that are counters don't understand about us people who aren't. Give us a pen and a paper. It doesn't help, by the way.
Well, there was, and you know, yesterday there was so much laughter, and it just, I mean, on either side, and we were like joking, like we had both lines going to get them ready for the jail, and Danny couldn't hear us because he was on the very opposite end, but we were saying we were winning, our side, you know, we were going faster, we were making it prettier and all the things. Well, when it was over, we missed a step, so we had to forfeit our win.
Yeah,
but
but
it was just the laughter and the fun and the smiles.
How many people come out to help us on this event?
I don't yesterday was the most I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But again, it's one thing to me that you don't know who's there.
Yeah.
Because they're alone, because they're hungry, or because they're helping, or all three.
Yeah.
And that's my favorite part. Yeah. You just don't know.
Yeah. And we got people that are there actually for the meal that are pitching in and helping whole time. And, but really are kind of eager to sit down and eat.
Uh-huh.
And so we're very thankful for that. But there must have been at least 50 volunteers, wasn't there?
Oh, at least.
75 or something like that. It was
wonderful. And they came in and shifts, you know, and I love that. Right. We had some that came in.
Just stayed in. And anyways, it was so wonderful. Mm-hmm. So good to feed people. We really did have a whole bunch of fun. I was trying to get people singing on our line. Nobody would do it. And then
Tyler turned his radio on, or his phone on.
And that's okay, we got to listen to that. So and it was actually good. But anyways, we had a lot of fun. And when I was a line captain, the line was really smooth. When Danny took over, he's kind of got a heavy hand about him, you know. If you know him, he's kind of a big patron kind of guy. And so, you know, it was a little bit more forced, you know. Like, it was a lot freer when I was there. And that's not really true. We had a great time, and he's the biggest. He's a patron for sure, but he's a teddy bear patron.
Yeah.
And we love him. And so anyways, it was a lot of fun. And so we got a lot of we got a taste of home to people. There's something sacred about a meal. I honestly want to take a whole I haven't studied this as deep and as wide. I know the truth of it, and you know, even Jesus wanted his death to be remembered in a meal. And there's something sacred about a meal.
For sure.
I haven't plumbed the depth of it, but I've experienced the depth of it.
Well, and I think that's why Tommy is so good at what he does, all of you, because he's always about a meal, and he wants to take the guys, and he wants everybody to eat together. And it's because when you sit down and you're eating, your guard comes down, and you get to know each other. And I think that's one thing. I think why y'all are so good at what you do. Because of that, because you're going to take some, you are taking the Freedom Center guys. Some of these guys they've just never really been to a restaurant. I mean, I remember a couple of them have never had steak. Yeah. And, you know, when you take them to eat, they get to, you know, they just get to see things a different way, and their guard comes down, and you can get to know somebody that way.
Yeah, man. And so, Danny is here, the line boss. And Danny is known for something. Danny is known as kind of the consummate servant.
Yeah.
He honestly, he's not a servant like one of those guys who shows up and needs to be a servant so that you'll recognize that he's a servant. Mm-hmm. He literally is one. He shows up and he just tries to make everything around him better. He tries to organize it. He serves it. He pulls its trash. He doesn't care what it is. And the other thing that's really notable about Danny is that he's not like a Bobby type servant. Like, he's like 7X of anybody that's in the room. I mean, he's like the guy.
Yeah.
And he can outwork anybody in the room. And he's not trying to outwork anybody in the room. He just does.
He just goes to work.
He does.
He sees a need and he goes to work.
And so he's our superhero when it comes to service and caring for people. If I had anything that something I needed pulled off, and I didn't want anybody that was going to be sitting there worried about whether or not they're going to have to do something or grab something, he would be my go-to guy. 100.
Same.
And so we're thankful for you, Danny. And Danny, tell me what this day's like for you, this particular day.
So the thing for me is, you know, I get they bring donations to the store and money, and then I take food out there all week. That's all fine and dandy, but the one thing that I take from it is I did 12 and a half years in prison. And to make those plates and carry it to the guys. And Mr. Wood out there yesterday said these guys have been waiting on these plates for months.
Wow.
It's kind of gets you a little teared up, but I know what that feels like. Thanksgiving and Christmas, and that's a big thing for me. And that was great. That was the one thing that really I enjoy about the whole situation. As far as serving with everybody else, that's good. But I know what it's like to be over there locked down and get to taste some turkey and dressing. So that was a big thing for me. And seeing the community. The community does so much for that meal. I know we say Tommy and Maria and Living Free and all that, but the community does a lot too as far as serving. And it's just a joy to get to do that.
Awesome. Well, yeah, there you go, man. And it really is a big deal to the guys. We hear a lot of stories, but it's good to hear you say that, you know. I think a lot about how certain things map onto certain things, you know? It's like Jesus made people, he was going to feed them every day in the wilderness, right? For 40 years, he mm-hmm. fed them. They didn't ever grow nothing. He fed them.
Yeah.
And he fed them, and he said, here's what I want it to map on. I want you to realize that I made you hungry. I made you hungry so that you would, right, realize that man can't live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. For 40 years, he fed them every day and made them hungry so that they would realize that they can't live without his word, right? So what he wanted was this thing to map onto that thing. And so one of the things I thought about our meal, you know, and the specialness of it is, and maybe you can speak to this, Danny, better than me for sure. I'm guessing at it. You know for deal is that what does it map onto? Like for me, it's the taste of home. It makes me feel like I'm not in here somehow, you know, or it comforts me while mm-hmm. I'm here or right. something along those lines. Danny, what did it map on for you?
Well, when I was, I may say this in the wrong way, but when I was locked up, it was like nobody really cared.
Mm. Yeah.
The food's good, but it's like somebody took the time out of Christmas to come and feed us. Not just me, you know, 500 other people. And even when your family, you know, we've messed over our family sometimes and they don't want to come see us on visit day, much less feed us. So, yeah, that's what it means to me. Wow. Yeah,
that's good. That's so good.
Yeah, so, well, that's what it maps on. Somebody cares for me. You know, somebody's present. Somebody thought about me.
Yeah.
And that's our lonely, longing heart. You know, somebody loves me. Somebody gives a rip. And somebody cares for me. Well, wonderful. We're going to take another break, and we're going to come back around and talk about a different aspect of it from Christy's wife. Nope, Christy doesn't have a wife.
No, I don't live that life anymore.
Lord have mercy. Okay.
He's so crazy.
All righty then.
He's a crazy woman.
Danny's wife. You can already see what treat you'll be into on the other side. We'll see you on the other side. Hi, this is Bobby Capps from Crosswind. Crosswind's a ministry that started here in town after Katrina just to help people. We just help people in a lot of different ways. We do group counseling. We do counseling at the rehabs. We do counseling in the prison. We take care of homeless people that come to our community and provide them with connections to people who can house them or get them a bottle of water or some food, whatever they need. And we just try to be here to say that if you're on down and out, we can help. Or we can point you to someone who can.
This is Angel Quinn from Crosswind. Crosswind also hosts other opportunities in our community, including after-school tutoring and a local subsidized apartment complex. We partner with Oasis Medical Center and One by One Ministries to mentor and educate new and expectant moms. And we offer a community clothes closet. We're all about equipping volunteers to serve in our community. And we also have The Gathering, which is a weekly worship service on Sunday nights at 5 p.m. If you are in need of help, please contact Crosswind at 662-287-5600 or stop by our office located at 703 Tate Street in Corinth.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Welcome back, everybody, to our show. This is our post-Christmas show and our put our feet on the couch and or on the coffee table or whatever, something, put our feet up day after a big day of Christmas and a big season of Christmas and kind of winding it down at the year end, thankful to the Lord, thankful for the privilege of being able to serve and being able to be cared for. And we were just talking with Danny on the other side about the special gift that meal was to him when he was in prison. Somebody cares for me. And then on the break, we were talking about how many people actually don't have a single person that ever visits them while they're in prison. And Jesus said that one of the great ministries where he said you're actually visiting me is when you're visiting someone who's in prison. Yeah. And so because of that, you know, what you're talking about, that whole I don't deserve it. I'm made a mess of my life, but you showed up for me anyways. Mm-hmm. You know, you fed me anyways. Yeah. And that, and it kind of comes across as such a big deal, you know. And so I'm thankful about all that. Maria, why don't you introduce Christy to us and ask us why you brought her in here to tell about her pre-life experiences.
Hello, Christy. This is Danny's wife, Christy. And I told Tommy yesterday I wanted these two to come in. Because I don't know how many years y'all have been a part of the Christmas Day meal.
Well, I've been a part of it. This was my ninth year because I'm 10 years out. But the first year I was on house arrest. So I wasn't able to like come and be a part of everything. Right. And so this is 9 years for me. And I love it. You know, like I love your whole dream about it, you know, with the community and nobody being alone. But, you know, in our hearts, it always goes back to the jail, you know, because I was saved in jail, but I never spent a Christmas in jail. But once I came out and I got clean, I started doing jail ministry and I started understanding and realizing, you know, learning about why my husband was the way he was, because of all the time served in the, you know, in jail without family, without love, without hope. And then we come in at the most hopeful time of the year, you know, when they're at their bottom, at their pit, and we show them that someone does love them.
Yeah.
And it's not just us, it's Jesus. And so, and I'm probably going to get a little emotional too, but for me, it was being able to watch my husband grow through the Christmas meal, because he struggled in his addiction for a long time. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, I was bitter watching him serve on Christmas, knowing what I was going to go home to.
Yeah.
You know? But that was something that he would say every year, you know, his mom or his sister, anybody would call, you know, we're going to be here this time, that time, you know, are you guys coming? And Danny would always say, you guys know what I do on Christmas Day. That's what I do. That's what time I'm going to be unavailable. I'm going for this. We're serving these Christmas meals in the jails. I'm going for that. This is what I do. And so to be able to see him struggle all year and fail all year, but to show up on such a day because it was his heart. You know, like, even though he was in his addiction, he was needed, he was wanted, and he wanted to be there.
Right.
And so this year, you know, like, to hear you talk about him in the kitchen, you know, leadership, whatever, I did get to watch him take on a leadership role this year for the first time ever.
Yeah.
You know, for the last, you know, first 9 years of it or whatever, or 8 years, you know, it was, he was not out there. He was not talking. He had his head in a box because he was so ashamed of himself, but he wanted to be in that box for someone else that he knew what they were going through. But this year, like, you know, last year, when he first was in his recovery, he was so happy to be there, but he didn't feel like he deserved to be there yet.
Yeah.
And it was like this year, there was joy. There was peace.
He's all over him.
It was hope. You know, like, there were a couple people who came up to us and they were like, you know, it's not just about him being clean. He doesn't even look like the same human. And he doesn't, because he has gone from that hopeless prisoner to Jesus's feet in, you know, being hope in the prisons. And so to watch him come through that, it's, that's what makes it special for me, you know.
Well, and I needed to hear both of you say that, because, you know, when we, when Brandon came to us and offered us the school, I didn't want to do it because I didn't want the, I was afraid we would lose what I was looking for. I was afraid, you know, it would be too big. It's commercial.
Well,
but yesterday showed that it's exactly, and then what y'all are saying, it's exactly
well, and
what
from that same standpoint, you know, where Bobby was talking about a meal, the thing about it is, let's face it, hardly anybody now ever eats around a table, have a meal, conversation, fellowship. We've lost a little bit of that aspect, you know, in our, you know, just fast paced, you know, everybody's working, everybody's doing, you know, some people are just surviving. But to be honest, when you're sitting around a table at a meal, it becomes a safe place.
For sure.
It's something where, you know, it's like time stands still and you're able to communicate, talk, fellowship. For some reason, it gives you that sense of, I can share something that I'm not able to share.
Yeah,
you know, like, it does. And so no matter where you're at in that room, like, I like to just kind of wander around, you know, because it's like you get into somebody's safe space and they start talking and you just learn, you know, and it's just love and hope and it's just, it's safe and secure no matter where you are, you know, and really at the school, there's more safe spaces.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Hey, Tommy said, make sure you talk about the cupcakes.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so my aunt and then a lady that we call my aunt, they watched me in my recovery and they had learned about, you know, the Christmas meal and what we do, and they wanted to become a part of it. And so my Aunt Debbie and, quote, Aunt June, every year they would call and be like, you know, what can we do? How many cakes do you need? You know, this and that and the other. And now it's just a standing order of 500 cupcakes.
Yeah.
The cupcakes actually go to the jail.
Yes.
So there's another family, you know, like, our family aspect is just the heart, you know, for the jail. But every year we do our meal, you know, at my grandma's for Christmas Eve, and then we drive across the road to June's and we pick up the 500 cupcakes.
Wow.
And she used to do, it would say happy birthday.
It would say,
Jesus,
yes,
cake.
She would do a big.
Yes.
And, but, you know, and then she was like, well, is there any way I could make it easier? You know, like, because we were thinking, as, you know, like, you kind of want things to be uniform at the jail. You know, you don't want them fighting over a red velvet or a, you know, German chocolate.
Right.
And so they were like, you know what? We're going to do this specifically for the jail, and we're going to do uniform cupcakes. You know, just put them all in there. Nobody can argue. Nobody can fight. It's a learn how to love your brother and eat this meal.
Yeah.
It's almost like we're trying to make them a safe place in their chaos on the best day of the year.
Well, and those that helps us so much that we don't have to go in and cut out and count the five, you know, that we know that we already know those are going to the jail.
Yeah. So. And so it is, it's actually my aunt and a very good family friend. She's been my grandma's neighbor for as long as I can remember, but we call her Aunt June now.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's it. And you guys are keeping on poking around this kind of sacred moment of eating
yes.
together. One of the earliest descriptions, the earliest descriptions of the early church was that they continued daily in each other's homes, eating yes. together with gladness and yeah. simplicity of heart. That it was just like, well, they just became one of each other's lives, and they just, you know, shared everything they had, and they just, like, had everything in common, and mi casa es su casa,
yep.
and what's mine is yours, and, you know, like, we're just, you know, you're part of us, and eating is the thing that kind of is that part of us. You said we don't ever sit around and have fellowship anymore, and so there's something that we've lost in our individualistic madman running the rat race culture, you know what I mean,
right.
that a meal slows down. And
but it's relational, you know,
yeah.
like you
yeah.
said with Jesus, like it's something about eating
Absolutely.
And relationship, and just it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just thought I was feeling guilty in this one deal, because sometimes on Thursday night I'll run off after the meeting and not sit mm-hmm. down with the guys, because like, you know, I don't need to eat right now, and it's not about the
It's not
it's
about
sit
the, yeah.
down
exactly.
with the people
yeah.
and share life. And
yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very good. Well, hey, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back for our last segment and wrap it up. What a
yeah.
great, listen, what a great testimony of the love of Jesus and how it impacts us in different ways. And in this segment, big time, how this, the meaning of this so transcended even my addiction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was bigger than my addiction
yeah.
for that
yeah.
day. For that day, there was something to me that was more important than going out getting loaded.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And what was it? Well, somebody cares about me, and I'm going to care about them, because I know what it feels
mm-hmm.
like not to be cared
yes.
about. And by the way, that might have been what sticked you in your
Absolutely.
Addiction too.
Yeah.
And so that's another subject. But then all of a sudden, the Lord not only takes him out of a real prison and out of the prison of addiction
yep.
that he stayed in for a couple years after that, but delivers him into this whole new wonderful guy that we love and can't get enough
yeah.
of and all
yeah.
that. And so we're going to see you on the other side of the break, and we'll wrap it up.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Now back to Hope, with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, welcome back for our last segment, and I hope that your heart is warm. Ours is. We're trying to keep the tears from out of our eyes, but our hearts are full, man, and the whole season's done it for us. Christ has shown up and has blessed us and has given himself to us and has filled our hearts with love. Once Christ fills your hearts with love, it's really pretty easy to turn to your neighbor and do the same. Yeah. So we're very thankful for that. And we're glad, we want to say again that we're glad for the giving community that we have,
yeah,
for the serving community that we have. We in the not-for-profit community, we really feel it uniquely this time
Absolutely,
of year. Like,
for sure.
like it just feels like outsized this time of year.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I saw it in your churches. I see it every day in your walking and working and living, just how you're willing to step up anytime something needs to be stepped up. And these are moments of kind of disproportionate, you know, joy where we just get to lavish people. And we're the recipients of a lot of that in the not-for-profit community. And we love you for letting us care for other people. For just, you know, providing for our salaries and for our whatever we're planning to do next, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
And we've got a big plans, in the years ahead, and we're trying to build a bigger and a better Freedom Center. And we know that the communities are around that, and we're trying to, Saturday morning, you know, we had 58 guys, I think, last Saturday
yeah.
morning and the day before Christmas.
Yeah,
and
great, yeah.
So the room's full of men just loving each other and listening to God's word together, just stepping through
yeah.
books of the Bible and being there for one another. And on Monday night, we're just breaking out into small groups and teaching. And then on Thursday, we celebrate together, and the room's packed now, standing room over only almost every single meeting. And so the Lord's really, allowing some of the ministry to solidify. But hear us when we say this, is that you guys actually are the people who make it work, because
yeah.
you're the people who say, go see Bobby if you're homeless, and or go
yeah.
see Tommy if you're addicted, or call Ronnie if you need to be in a program,
yeah.
or, you know what I mean? These are the guys that'll get you to where you need to be. And y'all, we're dependent, if you will. We're not like going up and down the streets finding clients. You know,
right,
y'all
right.
are sending them to us. Your churches are sending them
yeah.
to us. You're sending them to us personally, and you're mm-hmm. sending them to us with a good heart. And then the Lord's blessing them and taking care of them. And our relationship is building because of that. And the local church, it's not like that we're not equipped with God's grace and with his word, but sometimes we just don't have the team or the resources to be able to help in the ways that some of the not-for-profit community can. And so we're glad that we can fill
yeah.
that gap in the community, and we're glad that you guys are all for it, not from all the way from Gary and his ministry to the children.
Yeah.
All the way through, you know, Crosswind and the different things that Crosswind do, and all the support you provide to all the different ministries that Tommy and Living Free have. And so we're so grateful for you. We really are. And so we get to dump on you the blessings of
yeah.
What it feels like to smell it and touch it and have
yeah.
it expand our hearts and you guys say, you guys can really smile and say, wow, you know, that's what we give to, and we're thankful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because we're sure thankful for you, Ronnie.
Yeah.
We got a week ahead what are the guys going to do over the next little while?
Well, Bobby,
today they're actually serving some more. You know, they served all day yesterday and today, and they're serving some more. Next week we'll get back to the grind. We should have a new guy coming in today, but just a reminder while I'm thinking about it, Tommy shot me a text. Tonight, the 26th and January 2nd, we will not have a Living Free over Thursday night, our Thursday night meeting over at Living Free behind the Magnolia Funeral Home. So Monday we're back at it, you know, full swing. This week's been kind of laxed, and with the holidays and stuff going on, we've had a lot of stuff going on, but next week we're getting back at it.
Good deal. So if you're struggling out there with addiction, and a lot of time it becomes very poignant this time of year, make sure that you give Ronnie a call, and we'll get you some help. And it doesn't matter if you can't go into a treatment program. It doesn't matter if you're a guy or a girl. You give us a call. We're going to direct you to someplace where you can begin to get help for these life-controlling things, no matter what they are. There's meetings all over the place. There's ways for you to begin getting well. God is able to save. He is able to deliver. He heals broken hearts. He sets captives free. Those are His words, not mine. We believe Him. We've seen it. We know that He does it, and it may just be that you or your friend need that this time of year. And so please let us be a part of your life and let us help you in that area. And again, thank you for our sponsors that keep our radio show going. And Maria, give us a little closing devotional thought.
First of all, I have to say thank you to everybody, especially, I mean, I was so proud of my family yesterday, Kirby and Preston and Olivia. They really stepped up because, you know, Tommy had to leave and everybody. It's exactly what I pictured all those years ago. Then this day started out of sadness. And now I hope that it brings just a little bit of happiness. I've gotten a couple text messages just thanking us. And it's never me. It's everybody. It's because it is a community event. There's no way we can do it like we do without everybody.
Yeah.
And Danny and Chris, you know, just Ron and Kathy. Everybody. There's no way I could name everybody. But it warms my heart. It's the best day of the year. Sometimes we think about not doing it because it's a whole lot of work. And my feet hurt yesterday, even though I wore tennis shoes. But it's just, Brandon Quinn, when I left yesterday, he and his sons were in there. They were finishing up. And I just, you know, I don't think people realize the community that we live in.
Yeah,
you
so
said
awesome.
It 100 times.
It's so awesome. And everybody that visits our community from outside that's part of the not-for-profit world honestly can't believe our community.
Yeah.
Y'all are such a gift, too.
Oh,
I mean, just stuff. You're it really I mean, the best I, community I've. And, yeah. and I'm. I mean, I could blow smoke, but I'm not.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure.
I mean, really. I mean, this is legit real because I've worked with people from other communities like for my entire ministry, and this is a special community when it comes to caring for people.
I agree.
And so we're very, very thankful for that. And we always end up with a prayer, and it's out of Jude. Do you have it already pulled up? And what I want you to do, though, is read the verses, two verses before that. And it's a setup, so
hurry, we got 1
yeah,
minute.
Go ahead, read us out.
So it says, and some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen. And I wanted you to hear that part where it said, and to some we have compassion. We just serve the weak, you know, because we are the weak.
Yeah.
And we have a God who's who rescues stumblers, and we're the stumblers that He's rescued.
Yeah.
And we're thankful to Him.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas
Thank
to
you.
Everybody.
Thank you.